the choice is yours. I have given you some.
Hello?
Totally depends upon you.
How can I help you?
Hi, Kenny. This is Don.
Don?
Yes, Don Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. I don't pick up the... I was expecting your call for 11 o'clock.
I do sincerely apologize. I was having some problems, connected with the issues. So is this a good time to talk?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, so Kenny, how can I help you? Where do we stand?
I was just saying, I got my book off from Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Though it's not proper. Well, according to, I just have to get the book on sale. It's still not properly proofread, but it's okay. I'm ready to move on and accept all the whatever that comes with it. So
okay,
they haven't sent my art covers till today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it has to take so long to do that.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. When you say that the book is not properly proofread, what do you mean by that?
Well, I forced them to proofread it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because I was under that stress of time to get the old book published anyway, I want it out.
But
so
Kenny,
you realize,
if a book is not properly edited, formatted, and proofread, that is going to reflect very poorly on you. People will be complaining about it. They will be leaving bad reviews and negative reviews for the book. And that would basically, in a nutshell, hurt the sales of your book. So, I don't know what to say. I mean, obviously, this is your decision.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for
your misfortune, but the thing is, this is something which is very critical and very important. I mean, you did all the hard work, you waited for such a long time for the book to be completed, and now when it's all ready and going live and you come across the fact that it's not properly proofread, I mean, you being the author, have noticed that the book has not been properly proofread, you just think about it from a critique's point of view. I mean, people who would be paying money to buy a book, and when they buy the book, they realize it's, not properly proofread. And I'm sure if it's not properly proofread, it's not properly formatted either. And there might be even punctuation errors, editing errors. There might be a whole lot of things which might be wrong with the book. And you know what? And Amazon and some other platforms like Barnes & Noble, they have their own set standards as well. So if a lot of bad reviews and negative reviews start coming in, Amazon and Barnes & Noble might even arbitrarily pull your book off the shelf because, it's going to hurt their credibility as well. So,
I don't even know because I'm just exhausted, seriously.
So,
seriously.
I would strongly urge you, that you need to be extremely mindful about this. I mean, okay, you can go ahead and put your book up for sale. People might not realize that it is fraught with mistakes. You can get away with it. Perhaps you can get away with it, but I don't think so that you will. I mean, even if your readers, your customers, if they don't notice, at some point of time, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they have their own due diligence departments within the company, within their own setup, and, their job is to ensure compliance, of the industry standards and the standards of their own companies. So they might notice, they might send you a notice that, hey, we have come across these deficiencies and discrepancies in your book, and this is going to hurt our credibility as a platform. We might go ahead and just pull your book off until all these mistakes are corrected, and then you can go ahead and put up the book up for sale, for publication again. So I'm just letting you know that there are possibilities, so I'm just giving you a heads up on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Or you know what, you can basically just put the hold for now, and just go have somebody look into it for you one more time. Again, you have spent a lot of time on this. You have spent a lot of effort on this. So, you might as well just...
Hello.
But, hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing you.
Yeah. So what have you done about the marketing of the book? Has anything been done in that regard?
No, I haven't. You know, because right now I'm even getting myself, I have to launch the book. I have a set date.
Mm-hmm.
For October 10. So I need the books out. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. like I said, it's so unfortunate. It's like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually going to apologize to buyers on my book launch and just seriously be transparent with the book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thereafter, maybe I am still under the pressure to even get some of the books, you know, some of them to launch out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now,
maybe
Kenny, I do realize that you have spent a substantial chunk of your, you know, of your hard-earned money on this book, okay? But in order for you to make sure that all that money does not go to waste, I would suggest that, you know, that you hire somebody else, such as me. You know, you and I have worked together. We have worked before to get this manuscript looked into one more time. I can go ahead and get the entire proofreading, editing, revisions done for you, okay, and I'll do so, you know, without wasting too much time, okay. At the same time, I can assure you that without proper marketing and publicity, you might not be able to achieve the sales target that you might have in mind, okay?
No, I can see that, yes.
Yeah, I can guarantee you, you know, because, see, you are a first-time author. You do not have many books written in the past that could go on to establish your credibility as a serious author. So your first book might not generate those kind of sales that you are expecting without a proper and consummate and a complete publicity and a marketing campaign. And we're not just talking about a 1 month or a 2 month marketing campaign. We are talking about a sustained marketing campaign that would be strategized by professionals and will run for a good 6 months. Then and only then you can hope that this book will achieve notability, you as a brand will be created, and you will achieve those sales targets that you know would basically allow you to recover all your investments plus a handsome profit. Okay, so you at the end of the 6 months, at least you'll be satisfied that you know you have recovered and recouped all your investments. Okay, and if you have a proper marketing and a publicity strategy behind you, you know, backing your book, I can assure you that you will earn a minimum of 45% on the return of investments, okay? So this is a suggestion on my part, okay? We can go ahead and carry out these services for you. I mean, you have already done a lot of legwork, and it wouldn't certainly hurt if you can hold the publication of the book for at least a month. You know, let another set of eyes lend a fresh perspective to the entire idea. Okay, it's not going to hurt you at all. I mean, you have already done the hard work. It's already completed, okay? You just need to make sure that whatever comes out, whatever is available for sale, is a true masterpiece and a true manifestation of your life, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what I can offer you is...
I do...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, you go ahead because I'm just listening.
Mm-hmm. So what I can offer you is, I can take the manuscript off your hand. I can do a thorough revision, proofreading. I have great set of people working with me in my team. You know, creative editors, developmental editors, proofreaders. You know, we can put this entire manuscript through its paces. Make sure that it reflects professionalism, it reflects clarity, and it conforms with all the rules of the industry, okay? Once we do that, while we are actually doing that, we'll go ahead and churn out and strategize a marketing campaign for you, okay? We'll go ahead and basically reach out your target, identify your target audience and reach out to your audience on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter. We'll reach out to known literary influencers in the particular genre of book that you are trying to publish, okay? So at the end of the day, what we're basically trying to achieve is to identify your targeted audience, okay, capture their imagination, and we would compel them to go onto Amazon and Barnes & Noble to buy a book, Okay. So this obviously comes at a price. The price is a bit too steep in my company, but I'm willing to make a huge exception for you. Okay. Because if it had been any other form of a book, like say a science fiction book or a self-help motivation book or any other books, you know, you and I wouldn't be talking. Okay. But books like autobiography and memoirs are very close to my heart. Okay. Because I started out writing books, when I was a newbie, when I entered this industry, my first book was an autobiography. And I've been writing memoirs and autobiographies for a long time. So, when you are basically going back and recalling all those great times in your life, you know, that holds, that is very endearing, okay? Especially you coming from Nigeria, working hard, a single mother, raising the daughters. So you have a great story to tell, okay? A story of struggles, a story of sacrifices, a story of hard work. So you have a lot of things to tell. You have a lot of knowledge that you can pass on to a lot of people, okay? So that's why.
If you want to actually put everything right, like proper proofreading,
mm-hmm.
and the marketing, because I have to think about money, which I don't actually. I'm ready to do all those things seriously, because I'm not the kind of people that actually settle for. It's just a crap, to tell you the truth.
I understand, ma'am.
Really, very, very crappy. That is so crappy and done. They are taking so much money, even for the marketing thing. If you check my record, they took $1,000-$2,000. Call to take $2,000 for marketing the book, and there's nothing, virtually nothing, that even applies to that. They collected money for my website. There's nothing about the website done. I paid close to $12,000 Canadian money.
Oh wow!
And I still get crappy. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
it's something that is really, I never even want to think about that.
Okay, you know,
because
what?
That's
go ahead. Go ahead.
Was already taken from me. It's over $2,000 they took from me for marketing by itself. Somebody said they would do some running of the trailer thing. There's nothing done about trailer thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. They want to do the marketing. That's part of what they said I should pay for, which I did.
Right.
Because I didn't even know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So all those money has been taken from me to even market it. Because when somebody is talking to me about they help me to market and this, I was listening. I was paying attention, but it's all crap, nothing. So I can't even, it's just so sad. I don't know. It's just unfortunate.
So, Kenny, there are a couple of things I would like to share with you, okay? First things first.
Yes.
Whatever I have discussed with you right now, proofreading, editing, making sure everything is well and truly aligned and good to go for publication, plus a thorough marketing campaign, okay? For a service like that, my company charges somewhere in the region of $3,500 to $4,000 US, okay? And I'm being very honest with you, okay? Now, we had a sales promotion offer going on up to the Labor Day holidays, and that has sort of expired, okay? So what I can do for you is, and this is purely an exception that I'm doing for you, and I might not be able to do it for anybody else outside the holiday period. What I can offer you is, I can offer you all these services for a flat fee of $1,200 US. Now, that is more than 70% off on what I would have offered it to somebody else, okay? I know, again, that after having spent close to 12,000 CAD dollars, you might feel that, that this is a lot of money. But trust me, if you get this right, I can assure you that you will recover those 12,000 CAD dollars within 6 months, okay? Because the entire viability of your book depends on a good marketing strategy, okay? If we get that right, and I will get it right for you, and I'll be personally involved in the entire exercise myself, to make sure that this book is sold. Not only the book is sold, the book earns you handsome financial rewards. At the same time, You know, you are known. People get to know you, okay? They would have read your book, and they would be able to identify you with that book, okay? So basically, when they're reading their book, they are trying to connect their own lives, you know, with you and your book, okay? That is very important. The connections that you are trying to make with your target audience, with your readership base, a good marketing strategy would achieve that target for you, okay? So 70% discount, it's very handsome. It is very generous on part of my company. You know, I would be jumping through hoops to basically offer you this. I would actually need to go out and seek the permission of my boss to get this approved. Even if I have to pay some money out of my own, you know, out of my own cost center, out of my own pocket, I'll do it. Okay. But from you, the only thing I'm going to charge is $12,000. We can get the $1,200 so we can get this up and running in no time.
I just wish I could do that right away.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish because I'm so.
Okay.
I mean,
so,
it's very.
How about
thankful.
This? Okay, I have another offer for you. How about we take down 50% of that now, and you can pay me the rest later. Even you know,
60, it's on
600.
It's
yes.
Almost like it's about 600. It's about 900 Canadian right now.
Correct.
Or even more.
Yes.
Which I don't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is what we can work out for you. And I know for a fact that this can be worked out. If there's a problem, there always lies a solution. Okay. And you are talking to the solution right now. I know that this is steep. All I can do is, you know, feel sorry that you are in this situation right now. But but I'm just trying to, you know, give you an avenue where you can basically go about salvaging this project. So, you know, for us to salvage this project is the most important thing.
I'm just exhausted, Don. You have no
I
idea.
Do understand,
so
ma'am.
Exhausted.
But you have basically put in two years worth of time on this, and it shouldn't end
it's
like
so,
this for you.
It's so it's so exhausting.
I do
Let
understand,
me think
ma'am.
About that.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm going to draft a non-disclosure agreement and a services contract for you. Okay. So just take a look at it.
Right.
Okay. Just take a look at it. You can see in the contract what kind of services we'll be performing for you. Okay. Think it over. You have for tonight. Think it over. And perhaps I can call you tomorrow to follow up on that.
Okay.
Okay.
That
so let me just
nice.
Go. Let me just go ahead and send you the email. I'll send you the documentation. Go over it, think about it, and I'll touch bases with you again at 11:30 Central Time tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, Kenny, take it easy now. Bye-bye. Anytime. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.